Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
It was a step in the right direction. I told the guys that I thought that was the most intensity that we played with, and we started fast, and that's what we were looking for, man. We got to get back to playing pissed off and with an edge, and I felt like that was the first game this season that we truly carried that over.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator, a couple of days ago met with the media out at One Winning Drive talking about maybe a play like a Raven vibe for the first time this year, playing pissed off, which is good to see, but haven't really seen that level of toughness this season. If anything, the Ravens have been getting bullied.
Whose fault is that, Bob?
I guess the leader.
Right.
The guy that's supposed to motivate them.
Thank you.
But Zach Orr taking accountability and, you know, understanding things were better. And you did the film study yesterday against the Rams. It was better.
Yep.
But LA left a lot of plays on the field, too. And their best receiver got hurt in the first quarter. And it is what it is.
Yeah, the field goal that hit the uprights, Bob, should have been a touchdown.
Oh, no doubt.
Because he was wide open in the end zone.
But let's get to grades on the defensive line, and we'll start with a guy that a lot of people thought was going to have a big year, myself included. Kevin Allstriker even predicted he would lead the team in sacks. Travis Jones.
Yeah, Travis. I think he played really well Sunday. You know, he did a real nice job against the run. You know, and he's doing a decent job in there, taking on the double teams and doing all those things. Got a little push the other day. He's not – I thought he – because he's got quickness and he's got some pass rush ability. I just thought he would get more – he did earlier in the year. You know, I thought he would be more dominant inside and take a big jump this year and getting – I thought five sacks. You know, what did he have, three last year? I thought he would get five. So that's a little disappointing there. I mean, but it's still early in our minds with him. And Matabike's gone, and that probably hurts him because then he gets the brunt of, you know, the action and stuff. So I'd give him, you know, he's been playing decent against him. I'd give him probably like a C-plus right now. I wish he was playing better. You know, in the past stuff, I think he's done, not in every game, but I think he's done better. And especially this past game, I thought that was probably his best game plan to run.
I'm going to go with a C-. I've been very disappointed with Travis Jones this year, and it's not even really just the sack stuff. I mean, I could almost say the same thing we said about Voorhees with the excuses. You're out of excuses at this point. We know Travis Jones was playing banged up last year, and you give him credit for that. You know, he battled through it, and he was playing at less than 100% for a majority of last season. But now this year, seemingly, no health concerns, nothing of the sort. And I can't name a single game where I thought that he was a true difference maker or someone that was an actual, you know, bully on the defensive line, someone that was making, you know, the center or the guard's job actually difficult. I mean, just really, really disappointing overall.
I'm going C-minus as well. He missed the Kansas City game.
Mm-hmm. Ankle.
But for his career, he has 3.5 sacks.
Right.
Zero quarterback hits this year. And for a guy that, yeah, takes on double teams and, you know, can be stout at the point of attack, we wanted him to be more of a disruptor in the offensive backfield, and he's not that guy. So I'm going C-minus with Nolan here. And he's in a contract year.
That doesn't help either. But do we think that things would be drastically different if Matt Ebike was healthy and next to him? Would that springboard him into more opportunities?
Well, Matt Ebike was having a phenomenal year, so I think the double teams would have come for Matt Ebike, and I think that would have helped Travis Jones, because Matt Ebike was averaging a sack a game, mm-hmm. you know. So Matt Ebike was on a heater.
And who knows what the future with him is, not just this year.
He may be done.
Career-wise, yeah. So now you're, you know, if you don't have that game wrecker in the middle, and Travis Jones isn't going to be the game wrecker himself, well, you got to go find one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we want to do Nnamdi here? I mean, it's only two games, and, you know, his season's over.
It's incomplete.
Yeah, incomplete.
But it was
a strong B-plus for when he was playing.
I'd give him an A. I gave him an A for what he did.
All right, let's do Broderick Washington, also on the IR.
Yeah, okay. Broderick Washington, I'd give him a D. You know, I didn't like how he was playing. I thought he was getting bounced around and pushed around. I was rather disappointed when, you know, they said they put him on IR. I said, oh, okay. You know, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Here's a guy that got paid.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a proactive. I mean, he didn't break the bank to pay him, but they extended him. And since then, you know, no bang for the buck, shall we say.
And I guess the thought at that time was that he would go on to have a much higher snap count. But you're right. Ever since he signed that contract, and that was almost, I think, 3 years ago at this point, certainly two.
So. Yeah, he was bad last year.
It's been mostly downhill since then.
Now, John Jenkins, was he brought in basically to replace Michael Pierce? Are we going with that?
Yes.
So how are we grading him?
I give him a B. I give him a strong B. I mean, he's been probably their most dominant inside guy. I think he's done a really nice job playing a run. He gets off of double teams, you know, and he's a big man in there. And he got a, you know, push, got the sack, fumble. You know, he's made some play. He shows up. I give him a strong B.
I'd be willing to go B-plus for sure. Yeah, I mean, just look, and the same thing that we were just knocking Travis Jones for, that not being able to make an impact without having the stud next to you. Well, John Jenkins has been out there with nobody next to him. I mean, they're completely depleted depth-wise, and he's still finding a way, like Vinny said.
Urban Akoya.
Right. I mean, that very impressive to me, but living up to, I guess, expectations as a veteran.
Yeah, I'll give him a B. B plus. I mean, he's doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And then some.
Yeah. You mentioned Brent Urban, 4 games, 3 tackles.
Yeah.
I mean, he came back out of necessity, it sounds like.
Well, the problem with Urban is, you know, you wanted him playing, you know, being in that 5-man rotation or whatever and getting 15 snaps a game. Now, you know, he's got to double that and he's getting exposed, you know. So, I give him a C. I mean, he tries hard, and he's being asked to do more than probably he's capable of.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to see out of him? Bat some more balls down. That's always been his specialty. Giant, long arms, great wingspan. You know, we know the Ravens aren't getting to the quarterback. They're not sacking anybody. They're not generating turnovers. Maybe the least you can do is, you know, change the down without any yardage gained.
All right, I'll give him a... whatever he is. Brent, a B for Brent? No. Let's give him a C minus. I mean, he's trying. Doing his thing.
It's fair.
All right. Let's go to linebackers here.
The outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who do you want to start with? I mean, it's Owe's gone. Yeah. And his 0 sacks. What would you have graded him if he... Well, he played enough that he warrants a grade.
I give him a D. And he was getting less reps all the time.
Right.
You know, and he was getting no pressure on the quarterback. Chargers probably give him a B+.
It's like, hey, we've got a steal.
And he, well, hey, win-win trade.
Yeah.
Gilman, pretty good. Instant impact. Yeah. Same for them with Elway. But yeah, yeah, I think, and he raised the expectations. When he had 10 sacks last year, that instantly had us talking about, okay, hey, contract year again. Throw that into the conversation. And it was just, it was like he was 2-3 years ago. You know, 5-6 games in a row, nowhere to be found.
D-minus.
Yeah.
You didn't notice he was on the field.
No, did not.
Judon. I mean, Judon was, what, a fifth-round draft pick. They wear the same number. But you noticed Matthew Judon. He was always close. This guy was never...
Nope.
No. Not a disruptor.
I just never thought he was a natural rusher.
Mike Green, the rookie. Another one of the so-called steals here.
Yeah.
And he could be. He's only, what, 6 games in.
Yeah. I'm going to give him C-minus, D-plus. I mean, I don't see much right now in the pass stuff. You know, he flashed a little bit in a couple of the games early on. Hadn't done much as of late. You know, and he's playing starter reps now. You know, he's doing adequate job in the run stuff. But he's not being impactful for a guy that led the country in sacks. And they're saying, well, you know, he is a rookie. I know, but rookies flash. If you're the leading sacker in the country, you flash your stuff. You know, so, yeah, I give him a D-plus, C-minus, something like that.
This is such a tough one. I mean, right, just because his career has been so brief, right? You know, how do you grade it? What do you compare last year to? But the hype was real. The hype was deserved. And he delivered in training camp and the preseason.
Yep.
You know, all of that added up to, hey, this guy's going to have a great, fantastic rookie season. And he's just been nowhere to be found. So if he's going to be on the field for a starter's share of snaps, I'm not saying that he has to go out there and get 10 sacks, but same thing that we were talking about with Elway. He has to be in the picture, right? If he's going to be out there for a majority of the snaps every game and still not get his name mentioned on the broadcast, or, oh, hey, there was Mike Green, very close, or Mike Green putting some pressure on the right tackle there. Again, it's almost like, oh, wait, where are you? I forget you're out there.
Yeah, just show up.
Giving him a D.
Yeah.
He has 2 quarterback hits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
Playing starters minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's a rookie, but at some point that stops becoming a reason slash excuse.
Man.
2 quarterback hits on the season. And not one since week 3.
I don't remember either of them.
Yeah, exactly. So we get a D. And real quick, you want to do a Jabo? F?
F.
F.
F is F. For Fa'alele.
Yeah, I mean, a Jabo, Jabo looks, I would think that I wouldn't be shocked if after these, when we come back for Bears practice, that they don't bring up a guy off the practice squad and cut him. I would not be shocked at that. Or if they trade for a pass rusher, Ajabo's gone.
Tomorrow we get to the secondary and special teams and all the good stuff with the grades when we come back. However,
Fanoy?
I'll give him a
kind of incomplete
C based on what we've seen.
I've not been, I give him a C minus D also. I've not been impressed.
Like you said, he looks a little slower.
Yeah, he does.
I think he looks older. They maximized what was left in that tank. What, they get 21 and a half sacks out of him in 2 years?
And you know what? I hope he comes on and gets some plays and stuff. But right now, you know, he's getting knocked down. He's looking old.
That's bad for a Ravens pass rush that is one of the worst in the NFL. We'll come back. Baseball playoffs game last night. Vlad Jr. breaking out the whipping stick. 2 games tonight. We'll talk about those. Then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. What about a daily fantasy? I mean, do you take a flyer on Flacco against the Steelers? Joe Flacco, 11-11 lifetime against Pittsburgh as a star.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Just tuning in, news coming out of ESPN. Jeff Passan, Orioles could be interested in interviewing Albert Pujols for their managerial job. He of the limited managerial experience. Mike Elias does have a relationship with Pujols. Elias was a scout in St. Louis with the Cardinals when Pujols was there. Matt Holliday, teammates with Pujols and really good friends, Jackson's dad. So I don't know how much of a role that will or should play.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, that shouldn't have any bearing whatsoever on whether or not he gets the job. I mean, the Orioles are in a position where they need someone to come in and cultivate this young talent, hopefully bring in some veterans. Maybe a leader arises from within or they bring someone in. But I would prefer someone with managerial experience. And as Mike Bordick said earlier, if Pujols is a guy that you'd want riding shotgun with you, so be it. But none of that guarantees success. So we'll see how it all plays out. Luis Rojas interviewed for the job, apparently, according to SNY in New York. And he does have managerial experience, 2 years with the Mets, was the third base coach for the Yankees this past season. Tony Manzolino was at the end of season press conference, but might be the biggest clue of them all. And we're at Ryan Flaherty, since Snicker retired, or Schilt rather, in San Diego. Well, he was there before. He's buddies with Jonesy. Not that that would matter, or Jonesy. Anyway, he is buddies with Jonesy. But with Manny, and I'm sure Manny's got a little cachet in San Diego, so who knows? But I'm thumbs down it. Pujols.
Yeah.
By the way, if I'm voting for the Hall of Fame, he gets my vote. He'll be another guy that gets 97% of the vote. Won't get 100, but he gets zero votes from me managing the Orioles.
So I would want somebody that's got experience in taking kind of a younger team and taking a team to the next level.
It ain't him.
No, not at all. Not at all. And you know, when he walks into that room, the players kind of have respect for him, like, hey, this guy's done it, you know, and he can, you know, because you go Massolino, I mean, Bob, do you have faith that Massolino can take him to, you know, I don't know, I hope he can.
Right, but he's got more cachet in that clubhouse than Albert Pujols does.
Oh, no doubt.
Because he's been on the team for 5 years. They know who he is, and by all accounts, was respected, and he got 100 games plus. He's not a big fancy name. And that's what novices want. I've heard of that guy. That's what you want. You defer to the eye. Nobody knew who the bleep Brandon Hyde was when he got the job. Nobody knew who the hell John Harbaugh was when he got the Ravens job. It's just what it is. You defer, you pick the right guy, and hope for the best. I don't care who it is. You need two starting pitchers. You need someone that can hit 40 home runs in your lineup. And you pretty much need a new bullpen.
Other than that.
Yeah, take care of that. And, well, you give me the job. I'll just fill out a lineup card. Sigma it out. Hey, Bob, I hang up the phone. Play crossword puzzles. Let me fill out this lineup card.
I just do not want the Orioles to be the last team to hire.
That's the, you know, then Masolino is definitely the guy.
Well, you didn't hear what he said. We were going to get on it right away. How long ago was that?
Well, nobody
you
else
lose
has
out.
Moved.
You lose out on every candidate.
Well, there's only been one job filled so far, so it's not like everybody's lighting up the guy that got the Texas job is the one everyone assumed would get it.
Right,
Schumacher, because he was there. Other than that. You know, Atlanta's not hiring anybody.
But does this move like, say, NFL free agency, where once one guy goes off the board and now it's just a free-for-all, and they all go within the span of a week? I really
can see that happening.
I just worry, especially because I still maintain that the pool of attractive managers here is extremely thin.
Sure.
I mean, it's maybe 2-3 names, and beyond that, you're just rolling the dice. The other thing with this Pujols situation, reading a little bit more about it, apparently, he's currently employed by the Angels. 10-year, $10 million personal services contract.
Oh,
as part of his $240 million deal with them before the 2012 season. Yeah. So, a strange contract to begin with, gets even more strange. I mean, if the Orioles are interested, and they're not the only team interested, others have inquired, I'm assuming that contract would just be voided. You'd leave that job and join a new team, but does that
personal service?
Why are people interested in Pujols?
Because he's a fancy name. I'd rather have a time machine that goes back to 2005 and gets that Albert Pujols to hit fourth in the Orioles lineup. Yeah. That's the Albert Pujols I want. But anyway, last night, ALCS game 3, Blue Jays up against it, lost twice quietly to Seattle at Rogers Center. But last night, those bats were talking loud.
Vlad Jr. sends a high drive to deep center field. Rodriguez, it's gone! First pitch of the fifth, Vlad Jr. launches a solo shot.
At best one of the call, Vlad Jr. 4-for-4 with a homer, 3 runs scored. Toronto bashes 5 homers. And how about Biebs on a big stage? Goes 6 strong, 8 Ks. So 13-4 was the final score. The dumper went deep late, but that was a window dressing home run, but a home run nonetheless. Seattle still leads the series 2-1 tonight. Game 4, Max Scherzer, as Nolan mentioned during one of his updates, he's on the hill for the first time this postseason for Toronto. Yes, he's got postseason experience, but you got 2 40-year-olds in the NFL tonight. He's that guy in Major League Baseball. Luis Castillo on the hill for Seattle. And then in the National League, Dodgers, they're going to roll with Tyler Glass now. They're up 2-0. Milwaukee to be determined. Terrible injury. Woodruff hurt his oblique. He's come back from multiple injuries over the course of his career. Was pitching well. Then he gets hurt, so he's out. Brewers up against it offensively, and they're just kind of mixing and matching and hoping in regards to the rotation. So, yeah, Milwaukee might be in a little bit of trouble here in the NLCS. When we come back, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwallowDome.com. I want your flex. We'll get some daily fantasy plays for tonight's game, Steelers and Bengals. And who have been the big fantasy duds so far this season?
Ravens got a lot of them.
Oh, yes, they do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Talk about it from a real and fantasy football perspective. He's from Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex as the podcast. He's Mike Harmon. Mike, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? Happy week seven to you. Bye week, get right, all that stuff. You could just concentrate on baseball or something like that.
Well, yeah, the Orioles need a manager and a slugger and two starters and a bullpen. And other than that, Mike Elias is going to have a quiet off season. But let me ask you this.
Well, Christmas is coming.
That's right. Daily fantasy. We'll get to that in a second because I'm feeling Flacco. I don't know why. But through 6 weeks, who has been the biggest fantasy disappointment so far this season?
Fantasy disappointment. Well, let's see. Who do I hate most? We got obviously all our injured guys. The level of inconsistency with some of these players has been immense. But I think I'd go to Cincinnati, and I'm going to look at Chase Brown because he was a guy we were really expecting greatness from. Now, part of it is obviously Joe Burrow goes down, but the fact that he's averaging 2.7 yards per carry, guys, that's falling down and popping forward once, right? That's all that is when it's all said and done. They've not had much, and he's not been really much of a factor in the passing game either. I think he's back 35th or 36th in PPR leagues. That's barely flex worthy for a guy that I think we all had top seven, top 10 hopes. So, yeah, I think he wins the Laurel and Hardy crown.
Now, in regards to tonight's game, from a daily fantasy perspective, you mentioned Chase Brown sucking, so we'll cross him off the list.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, but even Mike Tomlin seems worried about old Joe Flacco there, who's 11-11 lifetime as a starter against the Bengals. But we saw Chase had the big game. I think Higgins had a touchdown, no Gesicki, et cetera, et cetera. But if we're looking at Jolton Joe Flacco, I'm assuming he'll be relatively inexpensive from a daily perspective. What are we thinking of Joe tonight against Pittsburgh at home?
Over under at, 237.5 for his passing yards. You do have the aforementioned Chase and Higgins at his disposal. As long as he can stay upright, and that's the one thing, the Steelers' pass rush has been pretty good these last couple of weeks. So I want to say they've gone the King Kong Bundy five count a couple times here. So it's just a matter of staying upright. And we know he can still deliver the football. I think, you know, Tomlin's point, it all depends on how you want to take it. Like, there's a very real, really, that's how we do business kind of philosophy of why was this guy your starter if after 5 weeks you've already thrown up thrown in the towel and have decided, you know, hey, it doesn't matter that our defense is good and that we're in these games. Let's get the rookies some play. And maybe Dylan Gabriel, maybe Shedeur Sanders, maybe you capture lightning in a bottle. But I think that point. The other is, really, you're going to do this to me? Thank you all. And he's feeling chesty at 4-1, right? So, you know, all of that to say, standalone game, division opponents, throw it out. We should have some fun tonight.
Hey, Mike, fill me in on UCLA. I mean, all right, they upset Penn State, but then they go to Michigan State, spank them, and the Terps are coming. They're on their way right now. Are they for real? Are they somebody to be worried about? Is Neuheisel going to be the next head coach there? Talk to us about UCLA.
Well, I mean, who knows? You never know what other schools suddenly just say, hey, here's a young guy, fair-haired boy. People seem to like him, all this stuff. He's a wizard. I mean, look, there's a lot of confusion. I think he's been acknowledged like he's the head coach to a lot of people because of the television coverage of it all, and Skipper hasn't gotten quite his just due. I mean, I remember when he took over the job and did his first press conference, I had more confidence in him in 2 minutes of speaking than I ever did listening to or watching anything Deshaun Foster was doing there. He was a great runner once upon a time. Head coach, communicated, not so much. As for whether they're a contender, they're interesting, right? They've certainly gotten back to basics, and this is why they paid the quarterback to come and spent a lot of money at that position to bring him in, because certainly it was wasted for the first third of the season. So now they're moving the ball well, a little mix and match and working downfield. So a little innovation in play calling, a little bit of belief goes a long way in college football, which, by the way, this year, one of the more odd seasons, I think you can say, that we've seen in recent memory. Because week to week, I mean, think about it. James Franklin gets the axe. Okay, the latest in the long line of guys that Northwestern has put the final sword in.
Your boys,
Scott Frost, Lovie Smith. Just keep going down. But it's the idea that, you know, look at Kalen DeBoer. People were calling for his head a couple of weeks ago. You know, Notre Dame loses a couple games off the jump. Not to say that, you know, Freeman was necessarily in any trouble, but you start getting a little bubble ups of, hey, you know, is what's going on here with all the perceived or real advantages that some of these programs have. You know, people want it now, right? It's the old when Mo was going to change out the bar to the family feed bag restaurant. He got that industrial fryer. He goes, hey, Homer, I can flash fry a buffalo in 40 seconds. Homer goes, but I want it now. So, I mean, it's that kind of thing that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis where, you know, every coach is looking over the shoulder. I mean, Dabo Swinney, is he operating as you should in 2025? Maybe, maybe not. But to tell me that that guy can't coach is just asinine. But that's what we're at. So, and it's good for everything, because it's good for talk radio and it's good for me to keep me employed and interested.
All right, Mike, how much belief you got in your Bears? You know, you got the Saints this week, then you're coming to Baltimore.
I don't know. Ask Troy Aikman. No, I'm just...
Yeah, he doesn't like Caleb Williams, apparently.
Salty. Well, he didn't get his meeting, so he evidently got a little sad. But all of that to say, you know, they're still a work in progress. There's obviously a lot of work to be done, but you win three in a row, two in dramatic fashion, making plays when you need to late. You got to be excited at least for that, and certainly hopefully the momentum carries forward, and if there is such a thing, because, you know, next week I hope to see some good football building blocks along the way if I'm going to travel across the country and all that stuff. But it's they're getting there. Defense still has its warts. We saw that on Monday night, right? Washington moving the ball well. On the offensive side, there's still some herky-jerky motion to it all. It's not a fluid space, and, you know, missed tackles, slip tackles are why you have a guy like DeAndre Swift. I don't know why that gets dismissed, but it's that kind of thing that, you know, big plays in the offing, and it'll continue to get better. Is he ever going to be a 67-68% passer like a lot of the league? No, I don't think so. I don't think we're getting there anytime soon. But going up against New Orleans, this one's a little bit of a danger zone. New Orleans playing some pretty good football. I don't know how much you guys have watched Spencer Rattler. I think the kid can sling it. and he gets to do so in relative anonymity down there. Just the Picayune giving him coverage, and dopes like me who love to watch everybody all the time.
All right, real quick, start sits this week. Week 7, NFL.
Yeah, let's go. All right, we got Daniels going up against Dallas. He's up the top, as well as Patrick Mahomes, who's slinging it. He gets Rasheed Rice back to some form. Not that he's a world beater coming back after an injury and a long time off, but hey, every extra chess piece helps open up other opportunities. So, yeah, and Travis Kelce is a top five tight end right now for fantasy. He may look slower. He may be interviewing all sorts of A-list stars. How do I get Leo DiCaprio and Keanu Reeves on my show? I have no idea. Baker Mayfield, Caleb as a top 10 guy for sure. Guys, we are a little more nervous about Stafford against Jacksonville. Not that he's going to turn the ball over, but those running backs just might. Jackson Dart, I love him. You can play the juggernaut, but against that Denver pass defense, no thank you. And Sam Darnold against Houston, coming off their bye week, that defensive front will cause fits for them. Taylor, Bijan, McCaffrey, your top three at the running back position. We'll get our guy Bill Kroski-Marin in as a back end number one. Anytime you see the initials DAL, you get on board. Jalen Warren tonight, you want a little bit of a sleeper. Gainwell, because he will be active in the passing game. Hot route all along that we definitely see. Curious to see whether Hendrickson goes tonight, by the way. Waiting on those final words. Amon Ross St. Brown, JSN, Jamar Chase, throw it up, let the big guy go get it. George Pickens at the back end of that. Against the Washington secondary, and then the no fly. I can't trust anything that's going on in Philly, so those two guys can take a seat. Rashid Shaheed, I love him, but against the Bears, he's a one-and-done kind of thing. You're just hoping for that big play opportunity. And then against Mitchell, Justin Jefferson goes to the back end of the WR1s. Still playing him, but the cautionary tale, maybe a smallish effort this week.
He is Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, SwollenDome.com. I Want Your Flex is the podcast. You might not get Keanu Reeves and all those fancy people, but you get Pete Futak. So tell Pete Futak we said hello in Baltimore, since he won't return our calls and hasn't for like 3 years.
I will harass Pete and tell him that he owes me.
There you go. Mike, have a great one. Talk
Thanks,
to you next
Mike.
Week.
See you next week.
Guys. I love it.
All right, there's Mike Harmon, everybody. You got Chuba Hubbard, though, coming back. What does that do for Dowdle?
I don't know. Playing both.
Yeah, no doubt.
Play the hot hand.
And how'd you like the five count from Bundy? You could count the three. He wanted you to count the five. That's how bad King Kong Bundy was. Cincinnati hosts Pittsburgh tonight, Thursday Night Football. You can hear it on 105.7 The Fan. I guess we'll start off with... go ahead, Nolan. Whatever I pick is going to be wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Well, I'm not going to get too unconventional here. I know Cincinnati is the home team on a short week. We love Joe Flacco. Love him to death. Would love nothing more than to see him beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I just can't pick it. I'm going with the Steelers.
Yeah, since he can't run it and their defense stinks, Pittsburgh can't run it. Their defense is getting better, and especially sacking the quarterback. And Aaron Rodgers is playing great. And I'm with you, Nolan. I'm taking the Steelers.
Well, I'm like Harbs with the offensive line. Can't get any worse. Come on, Bengals.
Why not?
Why not? I mean, you could only go up from
I think
there.
You're, what are you, 16 back?
I don't know. I stopped counting after week three.
I mean, you really weren't in terror. We made fun of 12 back, but that wasn't the
end
of the
world.
2 weeks
ago, I had a horrible, horrible week.
Right. But just a game a week, you would have been fine. Oh. You can make up a game a week.
Can I? It's like losing weight. Lose a pound a week.
Yeah.
Well, don't pick against Vinny in every single pick, because then you're just dumb. That's like the long shot parlay.
It's a division game. Flacco's had success. He's got two really good receivers he can rely on. I'm just seeing picks and fumbles in reality, but I'm just taking Cincinnati for the hell of it.
It's not that crazy.
No, it's not out of bounds.
If Bob, I hope they're not 14. Let's just say this. I hope you win.
Well, it benefits the Ravens, right. But I mean, we really have faith that they're going to generate anything. All right, who we jamming to featured artist Friday tomorrow?
Featured artist for tomorrow is an artist we lost earlier this week. So usually when someone passes away, we roll with them. We're featured artist, D'Angelo. R&B artist is going to be our featured artist tomorrow.
All right. So we'll jam out to him coming up tomorrow. Don't forget, Ripping It with Ryan at noon. We'll start breaking down a potential World Series. And Albert Pujols, Orioles manager. No.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
So to the guy that spammed D'Angelo to the text line all day and didn't even spell his name right, you're welcome. You're welcome.
There you go.
As far as our text to close out the show, this one here says, I think the biggest worry for me is that even if Lamar is out there, does he trust the guys around him? When he ramps himself up, feels like he has to be a superhero and do it all, that's when he ends up making some crucial mistakes. And if he isn't going to have any time behind that O-line, these playoff hopes can immediately be dismissed.
Well, I think when you're talking about people you can trust, I think he trusts the hell out of the wide receivers and the tight ends and the running backs. Now, the O-line, I'm not so sure right now. I wouldn't right now.
Right, right. This one here says, I think the Ravens should be buyers at the deadline. Their problems aren't fixable with one or two additions. Even if they landed a big-name player like Max Crosby, DaCosta has to be realistic about what this team is. Wasting a year of the Super Bowl window, it sucks, but it's where they're at right now. Don't make it worse by sending away picks.
I'm going for it. You know, I still got a lot of talent on my team, and I got kind of a favorable schedule. And the people, if I beat the people in front of me, I can get in the playoffs with nine. If I beat the people in front of me.
And you play them all.
Yep.
At least you have the luxury of this Bear. I mean, the Bears game makes or breaks. That's it.
Yeah.
If they lose the game, it's over. So that's before the deadline. You'll go into the deadline knowing.
To do something. Let's go this week. Let's get it going now, you know. But it takes two to tango, and other teams may be like, hey, we'll do it on Monday if we lose kind of thing.
This one here, last of the day, says Lamar is the most important injured player to get back. But after him, would you say that it's Ronnie Stanley second in line? Maybe you could say Roquan, but after watching this O-line completely fall apart the past few weeks, I need Lamar's blind side protected at the very least.
Yeah, blind side, front side, back side.
Overhead. Underneath.
Yes!
But I don't think that's a bad call.
No.
Because Roquan had the game against Cleveland, but other than that, he's not exactly playing at Roquan levels, so... Stanley might be the call there, Texter. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Thursday Night Football for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.